Hey, Bobby, it makes no difference. It didn't fall in my mouth. I ate it. I ate the booger on purpose.
I'm so proud of you.
And it wasn't even a full booger. It was residue on the finger.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, come on, dude. Get off it.
I can't believe you're defending the fact that you're eating your own booger.
I didn't eat my own booger.
Pizza Man is here.
Trying to get all like crazy with it.
July 27th, 2005.
We
got some pizza.
But it wasn't like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just picked the booger.
Do we want to hear from the...
Oh yeah, let's say we got Masa Pizza here in Echo Park.
Someone
it really
give
is
Mike.
The best. It's the best. Here, yes.
Yeah, I think we want to hear from
we got
the pizza
guy. Just
here.
Came in.
What's your name? I'm Tom, one of the owners of Masa.
Sweet.
All right, awesome.
I have the best Chicago style pizza in LA. Rob, my partner who makes it, grew up 6 blocks from Wrigley Field. Oh. He worked in Gino's, Douay, Lou Malnati's, all these places. We make the dough fresh every day.
He'll put it up against anybody Chicago style. I love it.
It's some of the best pizza.
In this town,
kills
yes,
hard
absolutely.
Times.
Oh,
kills LA. Hard times. Kills Cheech's. Kills Palermo's.
I had
kills
it with
Chung
you guys.
Too.
I had it with you.
Chung,
it's really good. We get this pretty much every week. The box is like twice as heavy as any other pizza box.
It's a 12-pound pizza.
It's a 12-pound pizza.
We don't use cheap tomato sauce. We use fresh, stewed Roma and pear tomatoes.
What are you listening to in your car right now? What's your favorite music?
What am I listening to right this minute?
Yeah.
Gonna give away. I'm listening to an old 1975 Leonard Skinner, One Word on the Road.
Yeah,
a little Southern rock.
He's still talking. Sweatmaster.
That's perfect. That's fucking perfect.
That's the best name in the world.
And the track is called Dirty Rabbit.
It's even better.
Thank you, Mr. Alex Cougar.
Is that his real name? Cougar?
Elmer Fudd.
I don't think it's Alex
White.
Yeah, but Cougar's in quotes.
All right.
Do Elmer Fudd
Alex
hunting
Cougar White.
Go, Mitch.
I'm hunting wabbits. Dirty rabbits. Yeah, so thanks for sending that in, Alex.
I'm ignoring Bobby. I'm ignoring Bobby.com.
Just keep munching your boogers.
Hey.
Want this on. You do not want this recorded. There's
Let's go to boogers.
There's no fucking defense of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for boogers. All right. Talk about it. Let's bring it.
I don't eat them. You do.
Boogers. You.
End of salty. Discussion.
They're salty.
Yeah, someone else eats them.
Oh, no, I don't actually.
Well, yeah, whatever. You can't like. It's like saying.
All right, hold on.
Honestly, I ate a booger one time, and I was in first grade, and I couldn't understand why everyone was in it.
But hold on, everybody learns the first time that it's not a topping. It's not a food.
It's a collectible.
It's a collectible.
You collect them all of them?
I collect them. I have
booger sculptures at home.
Hey, wait, I forgot. We got to introduce. So we got Zach and Bobby.
But let's introduce them this way as an impartial
booger. You know, boy.
As an impartial booger collector.
As an impartial expert on life, is booger eating ever acceptable beyond the age of what? I'll give it a generous 15.
There is no age for the stopping of booger eating. I mean, it's totally a personal taste. I don't understand why there's any age limit whatsoever.
Each booger. Does your girlfriend have a personal taste as well?
Yes. Personal shape, size, color, weight.
This is so gross.
What?
Oh, we know. We have a rule. We do not.
How long can we talk about
my
boogers?
My lady into this. My lady will listen.
There's no limit on how long you can talk about boogers either.
Yes, my lady booger eating.
Oh, no. I think the limit was where we start talking about girlfriends.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
We kind of decided we don't talk about
girlfriends. Oh, you can talk about my lady, dude. It's all good.
But we're not really talking about her.
No, you're asking whether she condones.
We're talking about whether she condones the behavior of eating boogers.
Does your lady eat boogers?
I wouldn't say condone, but I wouldn't say it would dump me for it. But I don't eat my boogers on a regular occasion. We got to set up the scenario here. I picked my nose, which I feel is free reign.
Okay,
if I want to pick my nose, I'm allowed to pick my nose. And
right.
Bobby was worried about the residue, so he goes, "What are you going to do with the residue? The little chips on your finger?" And so, just to gross him out, because he was already grossed out, I stick my finger in my mouth. Now, to be honest, you got to
don't tell me you pulled the switcheroo finger because you didn't.
No, I picked the right finger, and I'll bite the bullet on that one. Just to watch you gross out. So
right.
I'm down for that.
I'm proud that you take that much pleasure in my disgust.
I take that much pleasure in your like fragile sensibilities here.
Dude,
Bobby comes across as like he's the tough guy of the show.
Tough
if
guy.
One booger gets
he's the alpha
out of
male
nose,
of the show. I'm new here. I'm new here, but I understand who's who.
That, you know, that's funny because I don't think anyone would say that. I think they'd say that I'm the person that makes the least sense, but they would say alpha male.
They would just say male,
or they'd say he's the guy we always hear talking.
He's
over
the guy
music.
That he's the guy who's always slamming gays.
Oh, that brings that up. Well, thank you for opening that up for discussion. I want to say to all of our listeners that I caught myself doing that old cheesy Bravo bullshit last week, and I had meant nothing by it. I didn't even connect the dots until I listened to the show myself, and there is no, we have no alienation of any group out there. On this show, there's no place for it, and that's what I stand behind. If you catch me doing it again, follow me home, slash my tires.
Okay, I got it.
Thank you, Oliver.
Got it.
So I'm glad we addressed that.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up.
And now we can move on. We got a song from that Oliver brought in from a band called the Antarcticans.
Yes, the Antarcticans.
Antarcticans.
They're actually quite local to this particular location
region.
Yes, this region.
This is like a live track or something. I think.
I think so, yes. I just saw them recently in Space Line. Enjoy, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
the other cool thing about this band.
Is that it?
Is that there's a guy, there's four members actively in the band, but there's a fifth guy who hides behind one of the guitar players' amps and never comes out, and he plays the tambourine. And people
like a little elf or something.
No, I mean, he's actually a big guy. I mean, like, I didn't even know he was there until halfway through the show, and he plays tambourine and auxiliary percussions of certain sorts. But man, they're definitely an experience. I recommend the live experience is
Oliver,
sublime.
Can I please totally tangent off that and just jump in with something else?
Tangentially, rape me.
My friend's band.
What?
Yeah, my friend's band, Jack Aranda. Mm-hmm. One of the guys, Luis Reyes, works with me.
Oh.
They've got a guy who I think he helps sing, and then I've only seen them a couple times, but he plays. He's an air guitar champion. And he literally is the air guitarist in the band.
There's a guy that stands
on
stage.
Awesome. Does he wear a cape?
Playing, it's pretty. At first, you're like, "What the fuck is that guy doing?" And you're like, "Wait a minute, he's playing guitar. Oh my, is he? What is he? Just like a drunk friend?" And then you realize that it's really part of the show.
No, yeah.
It becomes,
I believe it.
Brilliant. It's so awesome. I love it. So,
so does he actually, Lewis, like, jam on the, like, does he really get in there when the guitarist is going off?
Yeah, he knows he's really good.
Wait, so is there a guitar player backstage?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Or is he just mimicking the other guy that's right next to him?
He just,
like, because that would be awesome if there's like some ripping guitar player like backstage, like, and this guy's just right in front.
That reminds me,
I can't recall.
On the website apollopony.net, which is one of those great email/video clips of the day kind of sites, they get all this great stuff. You got to go there. The thing that led me there was the Tom Cruise Kills Oprah that I sent you. I don't know if you ever looked at that. It's a funny, funny clip. It's taken from her interview where he's freaking out. But the clip is of a guy doing drum karaoke to Neil Peart, Rush. And it's so great. I mean, he just sits there and, like, his socks
there's
are
like a
pulled
whole
up, wristbands, and he does a whole song doing Neil Peart.
There's like a whole – there's like an air instrument movement out there.
Well, yeah,
societies.
Yeah,
there was a
competition.
Yeah, a competition
for air drumming. No, for air.
No, I think it was air guitar. It was air guitar.
But my a friend of mine's significant other, a guy named Ari Gold. Was it Ari or was it Ethan? Maybe it was Ethan.
Ari Fleischer.
No, Ari Gold or Ethan Gold. They're twins, and I can't remember which one actually went because I'm not thinking straight. But he did, like, all it was the air guitar contest, but then he went into doing he did a drum the whole drum routine, air drum routine, and he got disqualified because it wasn't the good guitar, but he's so good at it, he kills it.
That'd be cool if he did like a one man show, air show, like he played all the instruments as a one man show. But air.
I mean,
that's kind of what Milli Vanilli were doing.
That's true.
Well, Zach's excited.
Yeah, no, I was lifting the other day.
Dude, you weigh like 10
getting
pounds.
Getting bigger.
Lifting what? Lifting what is the question?
What is with you today? Here's the symbol. Showing you the symbol. So I'm lifting, getting bigger. Lifting, and I feel like someone looking at me. So I look over, and there's this like African-American gentleman with his hat pulled really low. And I was like, what is he looking at me for? I'm like, I guess he needs the machine, right? So I'm lifting a little bit more, and he keeps kind of looking at us. And one time he finally took off his hat and wiped his brow and put his hat back on. And for that one split second, it was, it's the living member of Milli Vanilli! And it really was. It was the living member of Milli Vanilli.
What's his name?
Rob Haig, or Rob something, is the one who has subsequently passed on. Right. Lee, I know it's not officially passed on, but I'm going to, out of respect for him.
Culturally, he's passed on.
Correct. Yeah, well, that we knew.
Well,
after the first album.
Wait, what are you talking about? He's not officially.
Vitally,
he
still
committed suicide. Oh,
yeah.
So that's not. So you can't say that.
I just didn't want to go there, you know. But we can go there. He committed suicide.
I mean, you hang out.
So
hang
if
out
someone commits suicide, you can't say that they passed away.
Well, no, because they didn't pass away.
They
killed themselves.
They went away.
They killed themselves.
They ran away.
There's a difference. Passed away means they've, you know, like, of you. It for me, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, passed away infers, like, death by either somewhat natural causes.
Wait,
or
so
or
is this
sickness.
For
death
about
general,
you or
think,
is that
just
people? I just think,
away.
Yeah, I just always thought if you died, you passed away,
yeah.
Like
oh,
regardless
really?
Of how.
Yeah, passing away is just death. Period.
Okay, so he passed away.
Well, that's settled.
And now that we've got that settled,
well, I want to know if you've heard of this
Vanilli,
new
dude.
Thing, Mitch. What? There's
really
new thing out there called what? The Blue Man Group. And
a
my
new
buddy's
thing.
Really great.
What do you mean, you
I'm
mean
kidding, buddy. Mom and Sean's.
Okay. My buddy does all the animation for them.
Really?
Yeah.
They have an animation now?
Well, because they have all the stuff in the background, and there'll be like little things on screens, and like sometimes there's like there was a one that had a squid. My buddy Aaron Tappan, who used to work with me at DC.
I've heard that guy's name.
He's really handsome.
I'm not
handsome.
Kidding. I don't know why
he's
that's familiar.
He's a hand model, that's why.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Have you heard Celine Dion's Vegas Spectacular, by the way? No. I'm dying to go to that.
Hey, let's play another song.
Bobby is in rare form tonight.
No, it's not rare. It's just
speaking
power.
Of Celine Dion, we've got a Celine Dion track for you right here. Only on Notes from the Underground.
That's good.
Some people out there. Who's what's going on?
Well, wait, don't leave. Don't leave. Come say hi.
Come say hi.
I got my neighbors. Open. My neighbors are in town. They're saying hi.
There goes one hi. Get two highs.
Get two highs.
Hi.
Okay.
great. So, what's your name again?
Brianna,
what is your favorite band? Who do you listen to that you really like?
I like Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte. All right. Okay. Charlotte.
The Madden Twins?
Right. Yin Yang Group, whatever they called.
Yin Yang.
And you Good Charlotte doesn't sound like
you came to borrow a softball. You got a big game tomorrow?
Softball and baseball. No, I'm visiting my grandparents. And me, I just met a kid down the street. He was walking neighbor's dog. Met a kid down the street, asked me if I wanted to play baseball, so we're going to be playing baseball.
Very cool.
New Chucks!
And where are you visiting from?
I'm visiting from Pahrump, Nevada, next to Henderson and Reno.
Give a shout out to the Henderson, Nevada troop.
I played a show in Henderson once. There's really nice people out there. Yeah. Yeah, there's some young people too, but
stay away from the slot machines.
When I played, they all stuck up against the wall. They didn't want to have to like converse with anybody.
You guys don't have a bat, right?
No, no bat. Here, well, we got some a glove and a mitt. A glove and a ball. All
right, I'll see you guys.
Brianna, nice to meet you. Right. Underground is an interactive experience for all ages.
Wow, that was cool. Oh,
yeah.
So, Mitch, that was Mission to Burma, huh? Mission to Burma was, I lied, it was not Celine Dion, actually. It was Mission to Burma.
Is Burma still a country?
Do they have a Vegas show?
That was your track. What are you asking me for?
Because at the time, I was like, it'd been a week. We
forgot it. Yeah, we're like in the middle of the song. You're like, who is this, Mitch? This sounds great.
Yeah, exactly. What are the odds that I was talking at that moment?
Like, I've heard this before.
Pretty high, yeah. In fact, you were talking over the moment I was having with Zach.
There are no moments that I'm not involved in.
Quick little, jeez Louise, the exclusion.
We're being excluded. Hey, what are you guys talking about? I was talking too.
Guys, let Oliver talk, all right? Am I the one that has to create space for Oliver?
All right, so Mission to Burma was a really big band in like late 80s, a little bit in the 90s. They broke up. 10 years later, came out with a new album, and this is off the new album, which is on Epitaph. So go to epitaph.com
really,
and check it out.
I thought Epitaph was like straight like punk rock, like hard edge.
They used to be a really, really hardcore.
Oh, really?
Like, not hardcore.
I mean, but Epitaph has like punk band. Acoustic bands
really?
And hip hop bands now.
Band.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah, they've like
hey, you know what?
Idea and Abilities is on there, and so is Atmosphere.
Yeah,
Atmosphere.
So, you know, I'm trying to find the resin. I don't know.
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
You need me to talk? Hey, everybody, I'm back. It's Bobby Bell from the Underground.
No, we don't need you.
Why do you do that? You finally, go right finally. In.
Well, we had a total meltdown, and I was here at DEF CON 4.
We actually weren't having a meltdown. He was sounding somewhat like one of the bands he was talking about. There was
internally,
I was
having a meltdown.
But it's like, it goes like this. It goes, Bob goes, I don't understand what's happening. I better talk.
Welcome to the jungle.
Okay. Well, hey, let's talk about Oliver, right?
Yes.
We got this guy in the studio who's actually in a band, and this is a little, he's doing incognito here.
Because
he's actually being a good, you know, funny guest guy. But you are in a band called Ananova.
This is true.
You guys play in LA. You play around at King King and stuff?
We did King King once. We play Sunset a lot, Viper Room, Roxy, Whiskey Club. We actually want to get out more into this area, you know, Echo, Spaceland, kind of do that scene. Uh-huh. Maybe even some downtown. The Smell. It's a cool venue.
So you guys just email all your when you've got shows, you just email everybody and tell them? Because you have a pretty good following.
Pretty good following. Actually, about a year ago, we did a big free show over at Avalon. I'm not even sure exactly how we got it, but being the bass player in the band, I don't necessarily do a lot of the booking, but I have a lot of fun.
Bass players aren't allowed to book?
Well, no, I don't know. It's just, it's not necessarily my, I don't know.
Or it's just like the front man that likes to do that stuff.
I don't know. I mean, it gets taken care of, and I have a better time just...
It's better not to have to do it.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we did this free show over at Avalon, and that was right when we got our MySpace page set up, which was at the time was news to me. I was like,
so
what the hell is MySpace?
It's A-N-N-A-O
A-N-A-N-O-V-A, one word.
A-N-A-N-O-V-A.
It's actually which makes us look a little stupid, a British news website already.
So you can't have Ananova.
So no, I think we can have it, but I guess it's unrelated enough that no one's bothering us.
AnanovaMusic.com.
Well, no, yeah, we have a website, AnanovaMusic.com, but there's no copyright infringement as far
Nobody's
as I know.
Nobody's watching British news.
Well, yeah. That's funny because Notes from the Underground is a British website.
Oh, see, there you go.
So all the Brits are like on the domain name game.
Domain, the domain market.
The domain
is
name game.
Yeah. Domain name.
Oh, oh! Sound effect malfunction.
I just, for those of you, I just slammed on the sound effects, and for some reason we're having technical difficulties.
Mitch's
and it
hand
didn't work.
Moved in an arc.
But it's the intention
motion.
That counts, you know. I mean, I felt the sound effects in my head, and it rumbled my
it
ass.
It sounded sort of like
Oliver's just a fat tripper.
So,
never mind.
So, how many guys are in your band?
There's five of us.
And guitar, bass, drums.
We got two guitars, bass, drums, and a lead singer with erroneous vocals at times. But for the most part, there's one singer.
What do you mean erroneous vocals?
Well, I mean sometimes I'll shout and scream.
What do you shout and scream?
Whatever I'm feeling that night.
Like intentionally.
Like the other night, for instance, it was actually our second to last song, and I broke a string on a bass, which is actually pretty
really hard to do.
Yeah, and I don't know why the fuck it had to happen.
You're jamming, dude.
Well, I was jamming, man. Surf where you live.
Power chord.
No, I don't know why the fuck it had to break that at that point in time, but it did, and I got a little pissed off, so I had to basically teach myself the song a whole new way, because a bass, as you may or may not know, only has four strings, and when you're cut down to three, you start to get a little fucked.
But aren't they all a fifth off, or is that last one a fourth off?
Well, actually, for that song, I was detuned, so I don't even know what the hell it was at that point. But
so really, you had like a quarter less
options. I pretty much had no strings, if you want to. I'm a superhero.
To really break it down.
This one goes to 11.
The song went to 11, and my bass went to -8.
And you were singing the bass line?
No, I was playing it really, really high on the bass because that's all I knew. I basically played it like an octave higher, which worked, and no one cared.
Oliver, is that a moment when you really could use like a giant guy with a tambourine hiding behind your amp?
You know it.
You might need to add that to the show.
Well, to finish the story.
Yes, please.
What made it really fun for me is being a little buzzed at the end of the show. I like to have a few drinks before the show, but
you guys party.
I had a few extra this particular performance, and the string breaks, and the next thing I know, I'm finishing the song by holding my bass like an axe and just kind of like pretending to harm the audience slightly, because I'm like happy, but I'm also a little bummed that the string broke, so I just sort of start flailing. And,
what do you mean? So you're like slamming the bass against the crowd or against the floor?
Just sort of like freaking out and screaming. Like there's a couple notes that end the song, you know, da 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 da, like that, you know. And I'm just like, instead of playing the notes, I'm just flailing my body to the rhythm, which is just as satisfying from a performance standpoint for me, at least.
I'm sure it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. Which is interesting because the song I'm planning to play for everybody is not exactly dangerous sounding song.
But, oh, so
I know. After the build up, you're like,
so this track.
I'm actually a really dangerous guy, but.
What is this? What's that track that you brought in called?
It's a song. It's a more recent song called Never Ending Story. Yes, like the movie.
Did Atreyu write the lyrics for this, or?
Did what?
Atreyu.
Dude, come on.
Don't even pretend like I don't know what you're talking about. No, actually, we wrote it, and. Yeah, it's a cool song.
Was it Balfour?
No.
The Luck Dragon?
Falcor.
Falcor.
That's the dog, the flying dog, right?
I'm a Luck Dragon.
Which is also the name of some character in this Gunslinger the Dark Tower series. Well, anyways, let's listen to it.
That was a great board game way back.
Sharks rest beneath the grass.
awesome, Oliver.
Mitch, yeah. Brianna's back.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you guys.
That's okay.
No, interrupt. Come on
interrupt.
In. Interrupt.
Let's say
something.
I was gonna ask guys. No.
Oh, it's okay. Just
apparently,
it's all right.
Notes from the Underground has become Big Five.
You know, just say what you gotta say. But can you hold the mic up so at least people can hear what you're?
Sure. I was gonna ask. Did you know? If you know how much this costed?
Oh, the glove?
The ball.
Jeez, I don't know. I've had the glove for years. I don't know.
Are you either. Planning on destroying
if you,
it?
If you go to Play It Again Sports, you can get that for like $10, all of it. All
right, because I was just wondering how much it costs. I was going to ask my grandma to go get me one.
Then ask her to go to nice Play, ask her to like go to Play It Again Sports and get a used one.
Because I'm going
to
be playing baseball.
Yeah, ask her to get a...
I played baseball on team. What was that?
I said ask her to go to Play It Again Sports and get a used one. They're cheap.
Yeah.
You know what? No, if you really like it, then just keep it, and I'll get another one. You're a neighbor. It's cool.
Or bring it back when you're done.
Well, I might need it on Sunday, though.
Yeah, as I was saying. I'm leaving on...
Jesus.
Is that what you wear Tuesday. During the podcast? You can't do it without that, your Sunday podcast?
No, I play softball on Sundays.
Oh.
You play softball on Sundays.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I got it. I don't remember how much I paid for it. It's been a while.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. I didn't interrupt you guys.
Oh, that's
all
right.
No,
that's
all good.
So what is it like? I know you guys like doing like a radio cast. Like,
tell all your friends. You ready for this?
Yeah, it's a web internet radio show. It's called a podcast in some circles. It's like we just record what we're talking about and playing, and then
it's G-rated.
And then we put it on the internet and people download it and listen to it.
Oh, so it's just on the internet, it's not like on the radio?
No. Well, actually it is in some radio areas. Like I think in San Francisco, KYOU.
So what do we got next? Here's the deal.
Yeah, so we've got another thing. We got a I got a list here. Let's play a listener supported track.
Do we get any calls?
No, not tonight. I don't know if we got any voicemail. Let me check. But right now we got a track submitted by this guy, Mike something. Mike Favaro?
Ferrari?
The band called Something Wicked.
Ooh, good.
Oh, dude. It's the funky. Shit's already wicked, man.
I think I sought him out and asked him if we could play it. And he said, yeah, it's cool. This is on like the internet or something.
I should have arrived to this music for sure.
Wait, this is like entry into a room music, you know, like... Vocal.
Oh, your love is gone. just knock it off. Don't knock it, just knock it off.
Okay, I'm not sure I can do this anymore.
Why? Whoa, because of why?
Oh, no.
Deal with Bobby.
Oh, my God. You invited you me into with your
I
team,
just him. I just got to put it out there.
You
Bobby,
love him.
Bobby looks at the little dealy dods on the Pro Tools and goes, look, look, my waves are way down.
They are.
And we're like,
that's because Brianna was sitting, was sitting there not saying a thing for
and
20 minutes.
Because I'm a friendly sort who invites fucking 10-year-olds to come hang out. During the whole part,
I invited
the pizza
guy.
With no microphone. No one hears him.
I was talking to you.
But we were recording and no one could hear you.
I didn't want to be heard. You were putting the mic in my face. I said, this is my quiet time. This is my time on the beanbag.
It's the allotment of quiet time.
Just relax. You're not allowed to talk unless you have the mic. The whole point is for the listener to pick it up and hear.
So now you're saying the listener has to hear me. You hear this, everybody? Vote in, sign in, comments.
Getting closer.
Jesus Christ. I'm getting flustered. Very flustered right now.
Getting closer there.
Look,
that's
I don't even have to fucking talk at all. I don't care. I'm just here to add some orange pukey color to the screen.
So funny. Like, you know, it takes a while to realize that you're being loud.
Let Oliver talk.
I would like to not talk. No, let me talk. What are we going to talk about?
There's another band that you gave us.
Which one?
Let's play another song.
Which one?
The one from that sounds kind of like Coldplay. What are they? The Maria. No, well, it's got a girl in the name.
Maria.
Something. Come on, you're killing me.
You
West Indian girl.
Oh, West Indian girl. Yes, yeah. Of course. Okay. Yes.
So do you know? Did you just find them on MySpace?
Actually, I don't know. Did you do the Game Face stuff? No, because I've heard about a few big things.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Lee.
Hello.
Lee.
Do what? Yeah.
Hey.
What's happening?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, we just came out of a track. Your timing was impeccable. You can't hear
us. Man, it's fading in and out again.
Shit balls.
Yeah, shit balls.
Is there a longer delay today?
I don't know. Is it a long delay? Do you want to, no, wait. Do you want to call back?
It's what I'm saying is getting thrown back in me, but I think I can probably handle it. I'm hearing myself talk.
Shit, yeah, I forgot about that. We don't have the headphones on tonight.
Are you recording yet?
Yeah, we're recording right now.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hey, that email was really cool, man. For those of you go ahead.
It seemed, I don't know, I get a little full of myself sometimes and carried away.
Yeah, well, no, it was cool. I mean, Lee was sort of talking about that conversation last week that we had in an email. Lee sent an email to me talking about the conversation we had with Seth and, you know, about Bobby and the whole label fiasco. And it was cool. It was a good email. It was very insightful.
Just kind of about how it's becoming organic again because people have the means of production within their crafts, and now there's this whole distribution network where people have to hit record labels' butts because they're suffered.
Yeah. Wow, that sounded really weird. Skype is fucking with me.
Lee, you've taken some orange sunshine. And
you what?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Skype, but it's sounding kind of weird. Do you,
that was cool.
I'm on my cell phone with a little headset. I'm actually driving.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's going to do the trick.
That'll probably
hurt it. I knew a nose cone.
I said, that'll probably hurt it. I'm probably killing it.
Whatever. So, hey, Lee, what do you think about this thing with Sony and the whole payola scandal? Did you read about that?
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's been going on forever.
Right, but now, but somebody got caught.
That's not going to change anything.
But this time, somebody got caught.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when you get a district attorney who wants to run for governor, they'll look for stuff like that to
boost
their
resume.
So
where do
you get caught now, though? You'd think it'd be so
regulated.
Because
I saw that on the news today, that DA in New York is actually running for governor.
Oh, I didn't catch that. That's interesting. Yeah, so
I think he's Pitzer is his name.
So what was the deal? I mean, they were trying to get away with like PlayStation. They were like saying, you play whatever you want, and we'll give you PlayStation games and the PlayStation did any of the radio stations actually get busted, or was it just Sony? I mean, shouldn't you get busted for being a sucker?
I don't know. I remember years ago when Maverick Records started up, they got in trouble because they were given radio stations iBooks.
Oh, okay.
With the Maverick logo on it, like, you know, here's a little Christmas present from Maverick Records, play on the Candlebox Records.
Whore-like.
Yeah. That's messed up, man.
Leave it to Madonna.
I'm telling you, read that book, Hitman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, listen, I'm going to jump into another track. We're running we've been doing kind of a long podcast tonight, but let me run into another track, and you can stay on the line, but let me just drop this other track in. It's a really cool band. They sent me an email a couple days ago called what's the band called? It's called Tree something. Tree Wave. And
Tree Huggers.
This particular track is called Sleep. And the whole thing is done on Commodore 64s.
Ooh. I like that. Oh, right on.
Dude, my ass, part my ass really feels better after that song.
How is that? How cool is that bass?
Dude,
the whole thing was great. I love that it's Commodore 64 based.
What games were big on comedies? Commodore 64.
Okay, try again.
I don't know. All I had the Atari 2600. Did you, hey Lee, did you have a Commodore 64?
No, I didn't get a computer until like 96.
What?
Whoa.
How old are you, Lee?
37.
Oh my God.
That's pretty late computer getting.
I just was never interested in it until the internet came along.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I guess when I was a kid, all you could do with the internet or with a modem was like trade games with a friend or whatever. But
yeah,
I guess I was like file sharing. I was file sharing when I was 5 years old. That's weird.
You could check like sports scores and stuff. Oh, well, Prodigy, right?
Well, I used to ask professors at Harvard, Princeton, and Yale about my science homework.
No way.
Yeah, we used to sit there at my friend's house. He had like a really fast modem because his dad was a computer nerd. And we'd write them, especially on my papers. I'd just basically take my paper and write it in there and say, does this sound right? And then they would like correct it over the place.
Okay, now all ye jaded souls, blast from the past, floppy disks.
Well, are you talking about a 5.5 or a 3.25?
I don't even know what I'm saying. All I know is that black thing with the rotating magnetic circle.
There's nothing floppy about a floppy disk.
No, not the little ones. No, the giant.
Oh, the big,
old school.
Yeah. Oh,
the floppy,
right.
Floppy.
The ones
disk.
You could like snap. You could snap
them.
Like, yeah.
But why was the universal resolution?
And you had halfway through the game, you have to pull it out and then flip it.
The game was like 96 discs or something.
Things smacking them. I played Wizardry. Not to bring up Dungeons & Dragons again, but Wizardry Online, Wizardry, there were a few others. But the best ever was Atari and Atari Football, the rainbow maneuver where you juke people while you're running down the field.
I played a bunch of Asteroids. Asteroids was
combat.
The rainbow maneuver.
In like 1977, the first computer game I got was Pong for the TV.
Yes! When did you get that? Last year?
He said 1977?
Like 76, 77, and then we got a Mattel on television like in 1980, 81.
See, you told me you didn't have any computers until 97, and now the truth is coming out.
Well, those aren't computers. Those are video games for the TV.
That's what a Commodore 64 was. It was the first hybrid.
I don't even know what a Commodore 64 is.
I had an Atari 2600. Oh, yeah. That's what's cool about this band, is that they use a Commodore 64 for all the sounds and stuff, and then for the video that they play live is a Atari 2600 on their website. I think it's treewave.com. They've got like Atari videos that are all whacked out. So you remember the game Combat with like,
yes, you could bounce your shots off the walls and surround.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they've taken this game and they've completely like tripped it out and made it fit their music, and it's fucking cool, man.
I have got to see that. And if anyone else that's my age, 22, doesn't think so, you're crazy.
So thanks, Paul.
Because anyone
for
that's 22
that
ever
that's
played
really
that
cool.
game,
Atari.
The minute you start talking about how much you love this game, you date yourself by at least
myself.
7 years older than that.
Back in my day, so we played Atari.
We actually had like tons of feedback and like interaction with you guys this week, and it's so cool because actually I'm starting to feel like I know you guys, like I know who's out there, and that's really cool, you know. Thanks to Tom and Matthew and Starkweather and Brian and Funtime Ben.
Starkweather, just so you know, that's one of my boys.
Yep.
What up to Starkweather? He lives right around the corner. What's up?
So, is that really? You actually know that guy?
Yeah, it's Stephen Starkweather.
Oh, really? I didn't know
he's
that.
one of my
So
close
you primed
homies.
Him. You're like, yeah, write in on the website, dude.
No, I just sent him a link saying, hey, this is my new podcast.
Dude, that's so cool.
He's my boy.
I love hearing from you guys. And I actually...
Does that diminish it a little bit now?
No, not at all. Not. I'm just kidding.
We pay.
We created a new... So, we tried that one thing with the... Whole, when we were having,
we have a new guest.
We were having trouble. Hi, Renica.
Hello. I'm gonna relinquish the mic once again.
Okay.
No. Hang on to it. I don't need it.
she doesn't like to hear or want other people to hear us.
Her voice her voicing. Online.
My girlfriend's in the room now. Hey, but so anyways, wait, I was saying that in the this is a new section under the announcements, which is inside the underground. And it's not really the best place for it, but it's a place for people, if they want to talk, you know, like a forum. So people can submit, they can register, they can submit stuff and talk to each other, either about us or about the bands. I'm not going to monitor it. I'm not going to say what you can and can't say. So go in there and tell
shit
us
balls.
Or each other what
shit
you want.
Balls, that's
what
right.
Was
shit
that
balls.
Shit balls.
Sound effects.
We got Lee the dork.
He just out of nowhere said shit ball.
Oh, Lee. I forgot he was on the line.
He wants to talk about shit balls.
Let's talk about shit balls.
Yeah, if you want to talk about shit balls on the forum, go ahead.
Well, you start that blog.
Shut the dog down.
Shitblog.
Shitblog.com.
Mitch, we gotta. How long is this right
it's
now?
It's go. We gotta go.
It's gotta go.
Yeah. We need another song, though.
Oh, that's the one. It's my turn. I'm gonna set him up, but he doesn't have it.
Well, if you'd send it to me,
we can get
it.
I know where to tell you where to get it.
Yeah, if I can't just go and get it right now. It'll take us a half hour.
It takes forever.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, that's why I asked for him on Tuesday.
I sent it with the .mp3 link.
Yeah, you sent it, and then you were like, oh, I don't know if I want to play that. Maybe we can play it next week.
I was very nervous about what I was attempting to do.
You guys notice there's a little dissension amongst the ranks?
Well, we're trying to do progressive things here, and we have an opportunity to give an old band some exposure.
Tell us about, who you want to play.
Bob
wants to play some music.
Well, if I'm going to go into this right now, we're going to go eat some pizza, you're going to download it, and we're going to play it, and we'll that'll
be this is a good story. You just told me the whole story. I think we need to hear the story.
This is Mitch's call.
No, I'm not going to stop the recording.
Mitch has
so
all the power in this situation.
No, we'll stop after I give this little plug. You'll download while you guys eat pizza, and then we'll play the song people are waiting for.
Let's just play it next week.
All right, we're playing it next week, and if that's not a good enough tease, I don't know what is. I guarantee you a lot of you out there know who this band is. I didn't. They've been around for 11 years. They're really cool. I think they're just as relevant now as they ever were.
What's the name of the band?
And I want to play them. I don't want to give it away.
All right, well.
There you go. Thanks, Oliver. Good
big,
tease.
Big tease.
Oh,
all
okay.
Right.
So Bobby's got a special surprise next week, and we're all going to check it out because it's going to be
damn straight.
Hey, can I slam the keyboard once?
Yeah, get in there,
dude.
Come on,
get in.
Make it good. Go further.
Do you know how to play keyboard?
No.
That would be a great way
to
take us out.
I don't want to pretend like I do, but I guess I can try.
Chopsticks.
I got a pipe organ or the road.
No. I like sound effects.
Does anyone play piano? Yeah. Zach, you know how to play something.
That does not sound like a pipe organ at all.
What would chopsticks sound
dude.
Like in sound effects?
Oh my God.
Thunder. Wow. Would you hear that? What the hell is that?
What is that?
What the hell is that? What is that? What
holy
is
shit, it's a fucking storm outside.
Oh my God.
Wait, no, it's just Mitch. I forgot.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
wait, hold up. Lightning. Lightning.
Aliens.
Yes.
Where from?
Where this band is from, lightning sounds as such.
Glad. All right. So this last track is from Ming Ping.
Technically, it's called Ming and Ping. What it is it's a guy. Never mind. It's Ming and Ping. It's two twins from Hong Kong. You can check them out on MySpace.com.
ColecoVision.
MySpace.com/MingPing, all one word. It's good. It's electro pop, I guess you could call it. But
like all reason.
Let's beat this.
I don't know exactly how he does it, but it's fucking. This guy's onto something, man. His live show's out of control.
Can I change my color on the readout?
It just drops off like that.
That's so cool.
Is that like their thing that they drop off, or did I not download the whole thing, or what?
For the purpose of this show, that is a cool thing that they do.
I think it would be cool if a band just walked off like that, like 2 seconds before the song should end.
You don't understand how cool this band is. They do shit like that all the time. Like, even when you're just talking to them, they'll just stop talking and walk away.
That's not cool.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just I'm trying to paint them in a good light.
That's not as rude.
Hey, man. One man's rude is another man's kind.
Right. Wow.
I don't know.
You heard it here first. Here. Here. Wow. Okay. We got to close up. It's like 70 plus.
Wow. That's our longest yet.
We've done longer, haven't we?
No.
We haven't gone over 70?
I don't think so.
Cheers to clearing out your iPods.
Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, I got to make room for Notes from the Underground. God.
Especially because I got a mini. Okay. I got a mini iPod.
Give me some kip.
600 megabyte.
What if we
guys,
did just a
it's just my iPod's getting a little full. And jeez, this
you're
podcast is like 70 minutes plus.
That one. Do another one, Mitch.
You're just jealous because I've been downloading Notes from the Underground all day.
Dude, this latest podcast from Notes from the Underground is like 70 plus. And you're just jealous. You're just jealous that I have more megabytes on my iPod.
Gosh.
Notes from the Underground is like the best thing that's ever happened to me. Maybe someday you can find a podcast like that too. Peace out.
Napoleon, you don't even know what the internet is. Gosh.
Okay.
We need Zach in that. You know, I'm not comfortable unless I hear Zach.
Zach, will you please say something?
What's up? What do you want? I'm just chilling. It's hard to get in on the three of you doing kips. There are three kips going on simultaneously. And a bunch of...
Oh, great name for a band, the three kips.
God. And on that note...
What do you say? What am I supposed to say?
So last week we did a harmony. What do you guys want to do this week? To say goodbye.
You pick the theme, Zach.
I think we did it. Wasn't it the three kips?
The four kips.
I can't kip.
The three kips and one Napoleon.
I'm
the
kipless, dude. I'm kipless. I have no
kipage.
And
don't forget about Lee. Lee's out there, too.
Fuck hey, it. Lee.
Vote for Pedro.
Lee, give me the good goodbye. I said, give me the good goodbye.
That's disgusting.
Zach, yeah, are you burping in the microphone, Bobby?
This pizza's gnarly.
Oh, my God.
It's shit like that the FCC
that's not okay.
Wants to get rid
it's
of.
It's Chicago style.
It's official. I'm going to edit that out.
This has been crossed. All lines. They were drawn in the sand. There was like 17 lines drawn in the sand.
It weighs 12 pounds, guys.
And you have snail trailed all the way across them.
It weighs
snail
12.
Trailed.
No.
I'm seeing trail. A lot of poopy orange waveforms on there.
Poopy, pukey orange.
Wow. As I eat.
Edit
pizza.
Whatever you want. No, we don't.
Oh, did Lee hang up?
I think Lee got pissed off when we started talking about Kip. Which is understandable.
And that does it for this week's Notes from the Underground.
Peace out.
We are so weird.